Yo, what it do? Welcome back to episode 326 of the On Deck TV podcast. We're getting closer to the holidays, so it's an annual look who's coming to dinner episode. You know how we do. We figure out a guest list of people that we would invite over for the holidays to have some rap chat, you know? We do that On Deck TV style, man. We appreciate you guys listening and joining us every week. Make sure you go over to Patreon, sign up for the Patreon subscription. You can choose your level and you can get the brand new content. Just recently, Animal Brown and myself reviewed Tupac's Machiavelli. That was a fun one. I know you guys want to go check that out. Make sure you go to Patreon/Realville and make sure you sign up for that. We greatly appreciate it. This week's episode is sponsored by Patreon. Surprisingly, y'all go to Patreon again, I say that, and check it out. We're pushing that hard. Going to be a surprise over there for the new year. There's also a review of Watchmen that I was able to do with my guy Nick Duce and then my guy Ken from Dead End Sports. That was real fun. We got two more of those coming up. We're going to do those in sets of three. So the Patreon is popping. Also, go to RealvilleMedia.com. RealvilleMedia.com is where we house all of our podcasts and information about the network.
Absolutely, man. All the podcasts include the Full Sport Press podcast. Shout out to my guy Big Jeff, J-Hove, and How Weezy. They are smack dab in the middle of their top seven series for the NBA. NBA is about 10, 11 games into the season. You know how they get down, man. Every season they're going to break down the best of the best, all right? Now, also, Fresher Than Your Average podcast, me and my dog, J-Hove, talking big dog fashion shit. Check out our latest episode. It is live right now. We drop every 1st and 15th. Be sure you check that out and support The Real. We appreciate that. Now, let's get to this music shit. Hey, what it do, what the business is?
It's another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your boy Animal Brown. Animal_Brown if you're looking for me on socials.
That is a fact. I am Spike Lou on those same social sites.
Absolutely, man. Producer M Extra was good.
What's going on, world? It's your boy M Extra, MXTRA3 on all things social media. You better believe it.
There it is, man. What you have on deck for the weekend?
This past weekend, man, I got to go over to Is the Mic Still On podcast. Enjoyed myself over there. I got to talk outside of hip hop with those guys. It was very fun. Question that came in from one of their listeners: if a black guy has a white girlfriend, can he refer to her as queen? Seen sure. Mexican's face over there, so I why know not? How that one would go. Okay,
yeah, why not?
Very good why conversation, not? Man. Yeah, y'all check that out.
Why not?
Oh my god! Yeah, it's very good though, man. So I enjoyed myself
me and my
doing
sisters.
That.
Don't you worry.
And I went to Decatur this weekend, man. Decatur on the come up. That's very, very cool over there.
What part? You went downtown Decatur.
Yeah, downtown okay, Decatur. Yeah.
Decatur. That's a different Decatur.
That is a different Decatur. Yes. That is where it's
everybody's right. Downtown is.
It was still a couple guys in Black Forces lurking around.
Oh yeah,
low cut forces. What you have up this weekend?
I had two things. Went to DJ Envy's real estate seminar. It was pretty good. It was a packed house, though. It was more people than I expected.
Packed house, like how many people?
500, 600?
Nah, y'all shit.
Yeah. $99 ticket. You can't beat that.
That's what I'm saying. It was popping. Yeah. But it was good. Shout out to Envy. They put on a good show. I had two. When you go to like things like this, you're at everybody's at different levels. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
The and gold so member and then
all that.
Oh man.
No. I'm saying different levels in terms of like knowledge and where you at in a particular game. Yeah. And so you really just go for certain takeaways, and I got the two takeaways that I needed, and it's 2020 is on.
Share them with the people?
Absolutely not. Mm.
You want an M.
You want to know.
Nah,
we want an M Negro.
It ain't enough
man.
To explain on this. I'd be cheating. I'd be cheating, y'all.
Yeah. Good excuse.
Also, I've been retro gaming this weekend. My PlayStation 1 came in.
Nerd alert.
Absolutely. And I've been on that Twisted Metal 2 all motherfucking day.
That's some nostalgia right there.
I'm classic.
Definitely coming to get on that. Pause.
Coming to get on that. That's a classic video game, people.
I got some feedback from the show over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Guy said, he said, man, I like you guys, but I come in and I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about and what this pertains to.
Okay.
So this is a hip hop podcast.
For sure.
And we discuss topics weekly.
He's not familiar with the genre?
Yes, he's familiar with the genre. He was like, he seen the subject line said Davies, and he was like, well, why are y'all talking about y'all weekend and all these things for 15 minutes? I mean, when are y'all going to talk about Davies?
15 seconds.
He's not familiar with podcasts. So just to throw that out there, just, there are new listeners every time that we cut it on, so we can reintroduce ourselves, you know, and what we do.
Absolutely.
Every now and then.
What you have on deck?
This weekend, shout out to my brother. He got a new gig. He'll be moving back to the District of Columbia.
Oh, word.
Yes, so we celebrated on Friday night.
Sweet.
We hung out, had some drinks, and hung out Saturday. Saturday was a
nobody full drink no more.
No, people still drink, though.
Nobody drinks no more.
No, people drink. No, nobody smoke no more.
The bar was full. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Nobody drinks no more.
But anyway, so that was fun. And Saturday, I hung out all day. I ran around, ran some errands, lunch, stuff like that. Sunday, I just took it easy. With the fam, had dinner with the fam. We like to do that every now and then. So it was fun.
Shout out to the bro in D.C., man. D.C. a nice place.
Yeah.
It is. That's all you did Sunday? You don't want to get no sports talk this week?
Yeah, I watch football Sunday.
You watch football?
Yeah.
Oh, you're sure to bring up what happened last week. I was waiting on the commentary for this week.
Oh, y'all win and you want to bring it up? I don't have a problem.
Why wouldn't we?
I mean, my team.
I just didn't hear it.
Most injured team in the league. We could talk
lost.
Yeah, we lost.
That's all I wanted to hear. Thank you.
17-10.
Gotcha. Your Falcons on the rise. Patriots. Your Falcons on the rise, though.
The Falcons whooped the Panthers' ass. What's going on with the Falcons?
I have no idea.
Shit. All right, man, this is how you confuse new listeners, people. Y'all talking about sports and shit. Like, whack ass teams.
I want them to know
that
my team is America's team.
It's conversation, people, just like anything else.
This is what you're here for, a good conversation.
Absolutely, man. Let's get to this hip hop talk, man. First, let's talk about Kodak Black. November 13th, last Wednesday, Kodak Black was officially sentenced for federal firearms charges related to his May 11th arrest in Miami, facing 10 years. And with the prosecution recommending 8, Kodak received 3 years and 10 months. Now, 2 days later, he was hit with 2 new felony counts of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. He faces up to 30 years in prison for each of those counts. Simple question, is Kodak Black's music career over?
Absolutely not. Hip-hop loves the bad guy. So there will always be a pocket for Kodak Black. Is there a path or a lane for him to be a superstar like there was before this happened? Absolutely not. Kodak Black is going to fall into that category that which, regrettably, my guy Boosie fell into when he went away for a couple of years. T.I.
Shine, though
T.I. was able to rebound, people still will say that he never got as big as he was projected to be before he started going to jail. I say all this to say people are starting to care less about what happens with Kodak Black, because even though the music is good, he's shown that he doesn't have a lot more to add to it depth-wise. You got Master P. You got Rick Ross. You have Nipsey, who was talking about it. You got J. Cole. You got T.I. All of these guys have had interaction and think that they were able to be the person that was to reach out to him and change him. And all of them came away with the same thing. I hope he learns sooner than later, or that he changes his perspectives, because they couldn't get to him.
Yeah.
So I feel like if those people that are in the position that he wants to be in as far as successful rappers aren't getting through to him, then, I mean, what else are we going to wait for a dude for him to ruin his career? He's in the process of doing it now.
Yeah, and to answer the question, I think he's done. I think it's done, though. Like, these are serious charges and serious sentencing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not – for a minute, we've been doing this show for a couple of years ever since Kodak Black came on the scene.
Yeah.
And the majority of the time that we talked about him was – him being in trouble with the law, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And we always looked at the situation and was like, man, dude got potential to be great, or you know what I'm saying, or to at worst, like, similar to a Boosie, to have a niche fan base and get 30,000 a show for the next 20 years. Like, he kind of had that. And it's unfortunate that it came to this, because that's a long time, bro. Right about 4 years, now you're facing 60. Now, we don't know what that's going to turn into, but
he'll probably end up doing those 8. I feel like if the prosecutor wanted
I see what you're saying.
And the judge gave him 3, we're going to throw 2 more charges at you. And those are coming 3 apiece, so you're going to end up doing 8 or 9.
Damn, man. It's over with. Now, to say this, he is 22, which is very young. And I actually didn't think he was that young. I thought he was a little bit older than that. 22 is young. Let's just hypothetically say he does 5, 6, 7. He'll still be under 30. It's possible.
Oh, yeah, he got a shot, man.
Yeah, but man, like, bro,
other charges come up,
these other charges come up, it's OV.
He ain't gonna do 30 years, though.
Like, nah, I don't think
if he does over 10, it's a wrap.
I think he'll be able to get out in six, seven years.
Yeah, they add on these other charges?
Yeah. I think that's 6 or 7 with those added. Because the gun, like the gun possession, like he.
Or get him to the 8 that they was asking for.
Yeah.
So to say he faces up to 60, we all know he's not going to do 60.
Yeah, we know.
Right.
So you're saying he's going to get it down to.
Yeah, he'll get appeals.
Less than 10.
He'll get appeals and pleas and they'll bleed him dry for enough
of his money.
If
he gets less than 10,
he's got a shot.
He has a shot.
He's going to get out in less than 10. But like I say, it starts to depend on what he learns in jail,
right.
Who
True.
He starts to deal with. Because, I mean, just.
And the people around him, like, oh, let's go back to this picture.
Yeah, it's tough.
The people around him don't. Look, this is clearly a fake coat. It's a Gucci lining. With the Louis Vuitton.
That's custom. That's custom.
Come on, man. He don't have real people around him, man. They let him.
And I do say a lot, though. I ain't even peeped that, though.
You know what I'm saying? They don't have, he don't have people around him to really.
You can't have. Because look, though, he the bread. For real. Like, he the breadwinner.
I'm going
nowhere with this nigga. He got that coat on.
They not telling him about himself?
Man, come on,
that's
bro.
True.
That means you have number of yes men around you.
Yeah, you got to pull him to the side. Like, bro, what you
looking like? Take that monkey shit off.
You embarrassing us, my nigga.
No, I mean, it's. Look, it's tough because he has been. He was probably on his like 7th strike though. And you want to talk
That's
about like
saying,
the IG videos right. of him with the lady? It just
he's
like,
still facing a sexual assault charge.
You know what I'm saying?
That ain't even
and
over.
Like
Damn.
Kodak had, you know, so much promise, but he lost me like a few, like maybe a year or two ago when he said what he said about dark skinned women. Like I can't.
It didn't make sense.
I was like, bro, what is wrong with this kid, man?
I mean,
but he's a kid too, also.
Now how long?
And then that Lauren London shit was mad.
How long we gonna go with the he's a kid excuse, bro?
He is a kid though.
No, I'm saying 22.
He's 22. He's a kid.
It was a remark that rubbed me the wrong way, but he was also like 18, 19.
He's
clearly like, ignorant as fuck.
And I'm not giving Kodak
not shooting him bail.
Any
right.
excuses, but we are asking him to conduct himself in a manner that he's clearly expressed that he's not used to. And that's just to have a little bit of decency, dude.
Yeah.
And that got to do with the people around him. That has to do with just himself. Like, who lets him walk out with that coat on? Who lets him get on Instagram and say that? Like, who?
Yeah.
If you're never going to surround you, and the worst thing about that, like I mentioned, all of these big dogs are reaching out to you because they hear it in your music. Yeah. They know the potential, and most of these guys don't need you. Like, I don't think J. Cole reaching out to talk to Kodak Black because he wants to sign him.
Right.
It's just like, bro, I for real deal think you're talented and you blowing this shit.
Yeah, P said it, man, spot on that Nori. I believe it was the Nori or maybe the T.I. I can't remember.
It was the T.I.
Man, he was trying to.
Actually, it was Nori.
It was Nori.
Because I listened to Nori.
When he broke it down, what was really going on, he was like, bro, I'm trying to tell this dude, man, check your audit, your people. Like, I'm seeing it from here. This is what they doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can give you the game. I can give you advice. I can consult you. But, bro, like, that's not free. But what you don't understand, though, is that I'm going to get you $1 million for this deal, and then I'm going to get my 10%. They're going to get you $500,000. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they're going to pocket the rest and still get them 10%, bro. Like, that, like you're not, that's how people have been getting screwed for years.
1,000,000%. And how I heard Master P explain it, it sounded like Kodak Black was a kid. And I think that was Nori's response. It's like, yeah, you make sense to an adult. Like, you're making all the sense in the world to me. But you talking to a nigga that's 19 is telling you got to do audits. And, like, Nori barely understood him. And I ain't knocking Nori. He said that. Nori barely understood him. He 40. A nigga like Kodak Black is just fresh removed from where he was.
That's
like,
an excuse, bro.
It's not an excuse.
Because P said that was an excuse.
Did he catch these charges while he was famous? Like, why was he having guns when he was famous?
Yeah. This happened this year.
That's part of the people that he with.
This happened this year.
It's a shout out to TK Kirkland. He has a famous saying when he does stand up. Nigga, who raised you?
Who raised these niggas? Who raised these
My
niggas?
Goodness.
Nah, it's a bad situation. Dude had promise for real.
I don't think an excuse, but I do think that it has to be pointed out that he is a child. And just like Nori said, like Master P said, that's an excuse. He going to hit a wall, and he's going to understand and realize those things when he's older.
You just hope it's not a 60-year wall.
Yes.
Moving on, man. Let's talk Spike Lee.
My man Spike.
Legendary filmmaker Spike Lee is tapping into his hip-hop side with his next movie project. Lee is set to direct Prince of Cats, a film adaptation of a novel penned by author Ronald Wimberly that is essentially an 80s hip-hop version of Romeo and Juliet. Is this a must-see?
Nah, I'm scared of this. I'm scared of this because of the Chi-Don. Like what that Chi-Rac that he did, and that was the musical hip hop ballad play, whatever Hamlet, it was supposed whatever. To be. That was very bad. If he had done this, then I would be excited and interested.
Back with Black Klansman, but
no, I'm saying, but this, I think this is the true. Same genre though. Like I think he may be trying to bounce back from it and redo it, and it's gonna be even worse.
Nick Cannon was in the other one.
Yeah,
was,
yeah.
Until they start naming people
Tiana
for this
Paris.
One. Yep. Yeah, exactly. So I mean, I like to see the hip hop stories. I do like when Spike Lee puts film out. I think that he does change and moves the needle in the culture 100%. But I don't know if it's a must see until I start seeing the previews, because we all know that Spike can get a little weird sometimes.
Yeah,
he
go left.
What he does.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I like when hip hop is interwoven in different genres and areas, but I don't want to whore it out, bro. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I don't need to go see the fucking Hamlet. I
you
mean,
ain't
the,
with Hamlet?
What's the play?
That's I think
what's the play joint? The hip hop. Man, I'm mad. It's escaping me. It's sold out everywhere.
They playing it right now.
And the, man, and the rap. It's the rap version of.
I know
Othello?
Exactly.
No, the play that's on Broadway. It's on Broadway. That, man, I'm so mad. That's escaping me.
Play. Oh, you talking about I know what you're talking about.
That's killing me right now.
The famous one is right now. This
exactly
one on Broadway.
That shit. I don't like when hip hop is infused.
Hamilton.
I don't like when it's infused and shit like that. But that
Hamilton
comes off as corny.
It's fire though.
It just. It may be. I haven't seen it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna shit on it because I haven't seen it. But it just. It comes off the corn as corny to me. And a hip hop version of Romeo and Juliet. But didn't Beyonce. And
the MTV,
yeah, the MTV, the hip hop.
I think that was just an opera, though. I don't think that was wrong.
But that's corny, though. That's what I'm saying. We can name.
Shout out to Mekhi Phifer and Beyonce. It was alright. It wasn't bad.
Oh my god,
it was decent.
Listen, that shit is corny.
You used to listen to Silk, so let's not.
Silk. Silk was that nigga. They ain't got nothing fucking with that Charges to the Game. Spike Lee does not have a movie better than an album like Charges to the Game.
No, now you're going.
Fuck, so let's put some respect on Silk's name.
That's not true.
No, but this shit sounds corny. I'm going to be real.
Sweatshirt too tight.
80%, I mean, an 80s hip hop version of Romeo and Juliet.
I'm here for it, though.
Bruh.
Because I think I know what this is, and I think they kind of did it a little bit when Martin did it on his show. That was
right.
Like a spinoff of that.
Homeo?
Homeo, yeah. I think they kind of did. So I need to know who's going to be in it. And I'm going to ride with Spike on this. There's no way he makes two duds of films like this.
If you show me what this is about and then you tell me Spike Lee's doing it, I'm scared.
It's seen through the eyes
right.
of Talbot.
And Talbot was the uncle.
The angry
the cousin of Romeo. Juliet something.
Yeah. Do y'all remember the Romeo and Juliet from the 90s, the late 90s, where they tried to make it modern, but they were talking as if it was throwback?
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that was some slime.
Oh,
that
yeah.
shit was trash, dude.
Is that the one that they did? Drew Hill did a remake on the video of, or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they won't just make it a regular Romeo and Juliet movie, though. Like, if you're gonna redo it, just redo it like regular.
No, don't put the.
You want to make it?
Let's make it hip hop. Let's throw hip hop on
well,
it.
Well, I mean,
fuck.
You can like you can make it like a hood story, but I don't want them reading in fucking old English.
I don't think it was like that though. The hip hop version, like it's not like that.
I mean, I'm scared it's going to be because of how he did the Chi-Rac shit though. So because
you know they were rhyming in the Chi-Rac.
Yeah, like don't leave that shit out.
That's literally one of the worst movies I've ever.
Yeah, I have a hard time.
Is it worse than Pootie Tang?
I've never seen Pootie
Tang.
That's the worst movie I've ever seen.
I wouldn't dare sit through that.
Pootie Tang is bad. No, it's funny.
It's some funny parts.
Jeepers Creepers 2 is worse than that, though. If we're talking worst movies.
That was
let's
bad,
be honest.
Too. We walked out of that. I remember walking out of Jeepers Creepers 2. On the bus scene.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen was Don't Drink Your Juice.
What?
That's bad good.
That's a classic. The fuck?
This man put hot sauce and barbecue sauce on her feet.
Dude, that shit was hilarious, bro.
She was pregnant before they got
bro,
through.
Come
it was
on,
hilarious.
She turned over and said, I'm pregnant.
I remember. Nigga just closed the fridge.
Me and my brother tricked my stepmom to take us to that movie, and she said, oh my God, this is terrible.
This is amazing. I know. It's
she
amazing.
Said it's terrible. Come on, bro.
Little known Black history fact, I saw that before I saw the movies that it was spoofing.
Well, you should be ashamed
that's
of yourself.
That's some sick
what
shit.
You knew when you was a kid.
Goddamn.
Did they lock the TV up?
Was reading.
I was out in the streets.
You watching X-Men and shit.
Are you down watching that Devil Box, boy?
Man, that nigga locked in the basement. Man,
I was in them streets.
You was a whole witness?
No.
This nigga was a whole
witness. How the hell you see a spoof before you see the original?
Yeah, I know. I know it's backwards. That shit was a classic, though. Yeah, but this Spike Lee movie will not be a classic, and it's a skip. I'm on record. Before we even see a trailer, I'm not fucking with
a black
this.
Man just like that, huh?
I'm sorry. I went to go see Black Klansman. Shout out to Spike.
That was good.
I heard that was good.
That was good.
It was pretty good.
Yes.
But this
won Oscar. Film of the year, right?
Won Oscar. Yeah. It didn't win Film of the Year, but it won an Oscar, though.
Well, he won Director of the Year, original screenplay. That's the original screenplay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, man. That's enough Spike talk.
Shout out to Spike. Shout out to Morehouse.
Shout out to Spike, man. But, yeah, a little overrated. All right, moving on.
God, what?
Let's take it to Philly. Black Thought, roots rapper Black Thought, will be working with rising MCs across the country to lead a free workshop on rap. The first ever hip-hop masterclass will be held at Carnegie Hall next year, February 3rd through February 5th. The press release states, and I quote, "Participants will explore the history of hip-hop and examine technical skills employed by the genre. Black Thought will equip participants with tangible exercises to improve their overall artistry." End quote. Is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
This is a big deal. And I like that he added, Black Thought will lead on the rise and professional rappers alike in Carnegie Hall's first ever masterclass. So I do like that he's opened the invitation for rappers who are already professionals, because he that cold at what he do.
That's funny.
Yeah, I do like that. I think this is a big deal, because to have someone in any field, not just hip hop, but any field, I listen to How I Built This, and I enjoy
Sky Ross.
Yeah, love it. I enjoy listening to people tell, especially with them when they're great at something, how they do it, what their thought process is. Not to try and emulate them, because, you know, they're great at what they do, but at least try to have a structure on how to get good at it.
Absolutely.
Right? And I think this is dope for rap in a whole to continue to grow the genre, continue to make it as big as it is now and even bigger, as to where people do still, because I know I was complaining about people not having a passion that they have for, like, songs, and everybody was chasing the bag.
Yeah.
I think this kind of puts it in a perspective of there are people that still care about it.
About the artistry and actually knowing how to do it. I think this is a big deal if done properly. I just left, again, I mentioned earlier, the Envy thing, right? And he's not up there talking about every facet of real estate. He's got professionals and experts in their respective field.
Right.
So he's got the credit expert to talk about the credit shit, and then he's got the lawyer expert to talk about why you need an LLC XYZ. Black Thought can rap his ass off, obviously, but I think there's different types of rap now, especially in 2019, 2020. You need somebody up there that's cold with the hooks. You need somebody up there to talk about, like, who may have more of a melodic flow for those artists up there that are bringing that to the game. Like, you need that type of thing. I don't need Black Thought up there all three of these days talking just from one perspective. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think that works. I think you need different perspectives from different types of artists in this situation. But the idea is fire, though. And if I was an up-and-coming artist, I would try to fuck with it.
I mean, I think Black Thought can hold his own for a three-day course. Yeah. Especially something like this, because his wordplay, his pocket presence, all of that is unmatched. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Of course.
He can show you from all different ways of – I'm sure he's going to give examples of different ways to flow, different beats, how to ride a beat, pause, all of that. So I don't think he needs, you know.
But I mean, Kobe can't teach.
I don't think he needs Future to come up there and say, sing it like this.
But I'm saying, like, Kobe can't teach a big man count, like how to move like Shaq and Dwight.
He can do a post up.
He can teach you how to play basketball.
Yeah.
Right?
And to a certain extent.
And I think that's the important part of what Black Thought is going to do. If you can add more quality to the rappers from a foundational standpoint.
Yeah.
If I'm this cold and can at least show you how I rap, then you go figure by yourself. But at least I'm going to show you how to do this, and then you can put your Young Thug's sauce on it or whatever you do. And, like, I think the Kobe analogy, I was sitting here trying to think of one. I think that's a good one. Like, Peyton Manning, you're right. He can't teach a defensive tackle to prepare for a football game. Well, excuse me, how to be what he plays in his position. But he can't teach him how to prepare, right? He can teach him how to be a football player.
Yeah.
So.
But I think this is super dope. Is there anybody else you think could hold a – who's a good person that could hold a three-day legitimate seminar on this type of shit? Like,
I mean, just think of people who rap like him. I think, because there's only a few people who can rap like Black Thought.
Like who, like Nas?
No.
I mean,
niggas going to go to sleep in that class.
I think.
Niggas going to be in that dead sleep, nigga.
That's a good question. Who in that alien category is like?
Andre 3000 could do this.
Lupe could do this.
Because who was the coach on the Netflix show? That was Los. Los was like the rap coach, so to speak.
I could see him being a rap coach. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
But you got to think, though, like, and shout, you know, that's my guy. But, like, he ain't got no hits, bro.
Who, Los?
Yeah, like, if you're somebody.
He know how to rap, though.
not right. He probably right for a lot of people.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he can rap.
Yeah.
He a rapping ass nigga.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta understand, a lot of people, yo, you got to have, some people can rap, but not everybody has it. You see what I'm saying? So.
So is Los considered a successful artist to in y'all's eyes? Is he like, would you say either
bro,
you can.
It's tough.
Yeah. Like,
It's tough because he doesn't have a standout solo career, but he makes a living through rap.
I was just about to say he make a living off
of
rap. So you
yeah, can, like, yeah. I can't sit here and be like, it ain't like he got to go to Walmart to be a greeter.
Yeah, he ain't in a call center doing like.
Yeah, like, this isn't part-time. So if you've made that hobby into a full-time gig, then in my opinion, your ass is successful.
Yeah, and that's what I think that's where the line gets blurred. People try to say, well, I've never heard him on the radio. And not saying that you did,
right.
I know you understand
to
it.
But
be some
a coach,
people
though.
Be like, yeah, I never heard him on the radio. Yeah. It really don't take that. It just takes.
Yeah, it don't take that at all. Yeah. And then I think with Los, I just think how certain people he had in his career, they didn't do the right thing for him. Because he should have been bigger than what he was.
I think some people just are able to rap really well and can't craft songs.
I don't see Los as marketable. I thought he was marketable.
I don't see him as a marketable artist.
I just thought he could rap his ass off.
I can't put nothing with that, though.
I mean, yeah. But, I mean, and plus he has no identity.
Exactly.
And I've said that,
but that's
also because
of
what that
the
goes
people
with.
In his, who had him. I mean, Puffy dropped the ball with Los, to be honest with me.
Now, Puffy just wanted to keep him bars
he
for
keep
himself.
Him, thank you. Thank you. That's my point.
But look.
Him. Just okay, like Kanye is doing with Sahai.
That's a good point.
And Sahai can rap his ass off.
But Los ain't even gotten as big as Sahai, though.
Because Sahai forced his project to happen.
True.
And
that's what sense. I would say. And yeah. I give Sahai credit for that, for being that type of artist. But like, nigga, you're not going to sit me on the shelf. Yeah. That's why I say it's Los' fault. Because, nigga, if Diddy can't make you blow.
That's true.
You know what? You make a good point. Because I think Los was a little too cocky for his
like, if I'm right here with Diddy and I never drop, like, I know it's hard. I know you got to walk and get cheesecake, my nigga. I know this. Yeah. But still,
he one of them niggas that he nice and he know he nice.
Yeah, you know you
like
nice.
Like an NBA talent player who don't really
Deshaun
work
Stevenson.
Hard for
I mean, not Deshaun. What's my man name? Deion Waiters.
Yeah, he know Deion he nice. Yeah. So he kind of like cut corners and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, now this dope, man. Shout out to Black Thought. If anybody is interested in that, man, y'all got to Google just Black Thought Carnegie Hall. Yeah.
This is huge.
Our podcast masterclass will start next year, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got y'all.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah. Shout out to Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Before we get out of here, man, let's take it to Chicago.
Get out of here.
I mean, excuse me. Before we go to our next, our music
the
break.
Night football game.
Yeah, I was going to cut this shit short.
Yeah, go get the bonbons.
I'm ready to get to that twisted metal.
Yeah, it's true. Chicago rapper Lil Reese is out of the hospital after being shot in Country Club Hills, Illinois.
Wow.
Now, someone pulled up to Reese in his Jeep Cherokee, shot 12 times, hitting him in the neck. Jesus. Now, rumor has it, this was all over an issue with Reese, who had accepted $20,000 for a feature from a local rapper but never sent his verse in. Now, what's crazier? Somebody getting shot over a non-feature or Reese getting $20,000 for a verse?
Man, a nigga get Reese $20,000 for a verse, man. Like, just stop rapping, bro. Like, put that $20,000 towards something else. Like, open you like a little small cleaning company.
Buy a Subway.
Open a kiosk in the mall.
Man.
Sell socks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sell phone cases. Fix screen repair. All of these are little $20,000 gigs that you could just put that towards instead of getting a Lil Reese verse. And I ain't trying to shit on Lil Reese here, but I promise you that return on investment is never going to pay off, my nigga. You ain't got to strap up and shoot Lil Reese for this. And he should have been shooting him for taking him for $20,000, not for not giving him the verse. I feel like that he got that verse from Lil Reese and realized that he got shucked. And he's like, nah, get my money back, bro.
All the verses some slow.
Yeah, get my money back, bro. Lil Reese like, nope.
Hey, man.
Nope.
First of all, we laughing and shit. But shout out to Lil Reese. I'm glad this wasn't serious. Again, he's out the hospital now. You got shot in the neck. I don't know if you saw the scar on Instagram.
On his neck,
That shit looks nuts. So, obviously, nobody don't need to be out here shooting niggas and shit over no verses. Just take that L and keep it moving. Or just don't fall for the shuck to begin with. Because there's a lot of people. Remember, we talked about Yo Gotti. He's getting hemmed up right now. He ended up selling out of court for the people he shucked in North Carolina, South Carolina, whenever that was, for the feature that he didn't come through on. I watched an interview with T Grizzly, who said he Debo niggas for features all the time, bro. He'll get the money for the feature, and then he won't clear it with the label. So they can't release it. They can only put it out on a mixtape. Like, man, like, bro, like, bro, listen, man, stop falling.
That's grimy, though. I don't understand.
But listen, you got to know the game, though, if you're an up-and-coming artist. You got to go to this Black Thought thing, and you also got to know not to give $20K to a feature for a feature for somebody that's not going to do nothing for you.
No, bro, but you T. Grizzly, though. Like, why you got to give me for my 200X, though? Man. Just because you know I'm a street nigga, and I ain't going to be able to do nothing but shoot you. Like, I don't respect that, though. I don't respect T. Grizzly saying that. I don't respect niggas doing that. Like, don't just... You don't get over on a nigga just because you can. That's how you get shot in the neck. You know what I mean? And we joking. Like I say, I do hope that Lil Reese is all right. Chicago is obviously Chicago. But like you say, like if when you putting bad shit out there, like what T. Grizzly saying, like we see what happened with him.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like
you bringing that energy up on
you. That energy on you, and then the niggas that you dealing with is giving you this kind of money cash that ain't asking for receipts and ain't needing to write this off, and this ain't a business expense. Here go brown paper bag with 20K in here. Like, yes, nigga, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah.
Like, don't play with me and don't play with my money, because I had to do a lot of shit to get this.
See, now, listen, yeah. Niggas got to take the Yo Gotti route, because dude, he went the legal route, and the judge ended up awarding him millions, true. Nigga.
But look, too, you don't know that he ain't the nigga that shot up Yo Gotti cars and shit when he was in North Carolina. Like, that was in North Carolina at the CNAA.
Nah, that was, you talking about Dolph.
Oh, okay.
Nah, right, so, listen, this is hearsay, by the way.
Yeah, we don't know. He got a good settlement. He ain't paid them millions like the judge ordered. And then the guy got him to feature on the song, so.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. So his lawyer got him to feature on the song. So they probably used that as part of the settlement.
This is the music business, dog, and business is grimy. Further you go up.
But that's the thing. The guys that they're getting these 20K from ain't in the business yet. I'm trying to get in the business. And y'all niggas are shucking me.
They need to learn that, bro.
I'm just glad that Reese is okay. This violence got to stop, people.
Speaking of business, Lil Reese showed off his shooting injury, and he demands $1 million for a Vlad interview.
Yeah, somebody said on Twitter, man, you should do a Vlad. Vlad going to be on the horn looking for you right now. He said, I need $1 million for it.
I don't got no problem with that if it's Vlad.
Not $1 million.
He should charge Vlad $2 million.
Nobody's paying him $1 million. Sorry.
Yeah, he can. There'll be no interview with Larice.
Nobody's paying that.
We'll never get that story out.
I just think he's talking about if it's Vlad. I think he'll go to Breakfast Club or somewhere else and talk. I just thought
Larice will try to charge for that. You know what a Vlad interview would do for Larice streams right now after getting shot in the neck? Bro, he need to be reaching out to Vlad, nigga. Can I come up to your show, please?
Larice a stand-up guy, though. He ain't fucking with Vlad.
He's a stand-up guy. If he's a stand-up guy, he wouldn't steal 20 million.
20 bands.
He has true. A code.
20,000.
I say this. The man got a code.
Yeah, yeah.
To steal a quote from The Wild. The man got a code.
When the last time you watched a Vlad interview, though? Vlad ain't the same
never.
As what you think.
The link that you sent.
Nigga, never.
The Vlad ain't what you think it is.
He out in the ruined his reputation, though.
No, that's fair. But you know I'm just saying it ain't that now, though. He's switching up considerably.
I just can't. I have no reason to check back. Like, he one of those dudes who, like, in my opinion, he's just one of those things where, like, I feel like his objective will always be what it initially was, and that's to jam niggas up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't fuck with it.
I think last time I saw it was Benny's. Benny the Butcher.
Yeah. That was an interesting one. Now, he got some interesting ones on there.
Black can go to hell.
That's your man's. What we got on this music break, though?
Yeah, first music break, F-A-B-O, first music break, excuse me. F-A-B-O is back.
Mm.
A lot of people have been waiting on this. We just had this conversation in the group chat. It's Fabulous Done.
Yeah.
Apparently not, because he just dropped Bombs, no bun intended. B-O-M-B-S. He just came back out. Check it out.
Back on my bullshit. Back to back on my bullshit. Matter of fact, that was bullshit. I'm going back to back to back on my bullshit. Do it one time, they gon' think it's luck. Gotta hit them with the repeat. Do it two times, they gon' still doubt. Hey, now I got a three-peat. Gotta flood the streets till they knee deep. Gotta stay woke, can't be sleep. All this fly shit don't be cheap. All these bad bitches that we keep round. Pockets gotta be deep now. Never lose again, living me deep down. Gotta keep winning, it's a clean sweep now. Tell her back it up, you hit three beeps now. Big truck, little bitch. Call me Greek freak, big bucks, little bitch. Paid in full, little ace, little Mitch. You a Rico, little case, you a snitch. Not from Chicago, but too shy to speak. Ask where's Waldo, I'm too hot and seek. Move like cargo, I do fly every week. Princes in Lagos, Dubai with sheiks. Hey, where I go, new vibes the freak. Told her I'm Drago, you Apollo Creed. Far as high cars go, you guys to me. I'm Mercy a Lago, and you dry your feet, nigga. I'm that bull in the hood. New lamb truck,
got the ball in the hood. Black and red looking like the Bulls at the hood. 23s on it, got the ball sitting good. This game six, this can't miss. Shooting my shot, wrist hang swish.
Man, we are back. That was Fab with his first single in what feels like a decade. That was Bombs, Back on My Bullshit, for those who was wondering what that meant. How you feel about it?
I need to start playing that when I walk in, just to beat.
Absolutely not.
When I walk in here.
Absolutely not.
And I like that, man. It was a good flip. Fab, murder, 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 murder session for Fab. I do question.
Okay.
What an album from Fab sounds like right now.
We're going to get it.
This climate.
It sounds like that. I'm ready for it.
It sounds like Black Friday. It's on the way. That Summertime Shootout 3.
Never coming out.
Whatever.
That album. He just, whatever Fab album.
Oh, you don't think he's coming out with a solo album?
No. It come out next Friday.
Okay.
It's coming out next Friday?
Black Friday.
All right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Just like he was supposed to come out.
Fab called me and told me last night.
Oh.
He sent me the song.
Listen, man.
I was like, yes, I'm fucking with this. This is a nice pick for you, Fab. And I was like, bro, when are you going to drop a project? He said, I'm dropping it Black Friday. I said, okay, that's it. I'll let the niggas know.
Fab been teasing release dates since Valentine's Day 2016. Say he hasn't.
Yeah, he been bullshitting. That was the beginning of him starting to bullshit.
Like, nigga been teasing a release date for 3 years.
They doing a Jason vs. Freddy 2 as well.
Of course they are.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here for it. Now, that was a good album, the Jason vs.
It sounded slick dated, though, but it wasn't bad.
It probably was. Because, man, listen, man, y'all niggas is not finna get Fab in the recruit. Like, I'm not saying this from a sense of not thinking that Fab can do it. I just feel like that Fab don't seem like, to me, the type of nigga that's finna do no album in 2019, like, that's finna go lock in. And
he
like,
wouldn't put this out, though.
Why not? It's like Fab can tour off this. Like, he does.
One single?
Yeah, Fab tours consistently. Niggas gonna book Fab in Connecticut and fucking Delaware and all up through there, and I can tour anyway, so I just throw this in the mix and boom.
Now, this sounds album ready, though.
I hope so.
They got a sample. That's that Chicago Bulls sample.
Do not shock me, Fab.
I hope so. I'm not saying that I hope it doesn't. I'm just based off his history.
He had to let that shit with the missus cool down. He cool off that now. He's safe now. We don't forget about the video of him snapping off.
He probably did lose a lot of money in that, so he got to snap back for this album. So.
I don't think he lost any money in that. They're still together.
Well, yeah, the dad was the one that was filing.
Dad didn't get a dime.
He got paid. He got paid. That's what I'm saying.
Dad didn't get a dime.
Well, that's why. We don't want to speculate. Yeah. Let's not even get into that.
This is a dope record. Like I said, like the sample. I was wondering what it was, and I was like, oh, this dad went.
Intro.
Edgar.
Yeah, and that's from an Alan Parsons project called Sirius. Mm. So that's where the Chicago Bulls got that from.
Shout out to Fab, man. I'm looking forward to this. Yeah, all right. Sure. Now, speaking of looking forward to, man, favorite holiday is around the corner. We got Thanksgiving coming up next week,
guys. You couldn't get no black Thanksgiving table? What the fuck is this?
That's food.
What the fuck is that?
Clearly, that's a vegan.
Man, what is this, man?
The shit you eat? No meat on the motherfucking table.
Man, come on. This is trash.
Is this olive going?
I need the tofurkey.
Are those nuts and
berries?
That's
all that's missing.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's tripping off the picture.
Got Oscar Mayer ham over there? What the fuck is that?
Are y'all done?
You mailed that in.
Yeah, this is trash.
Yes,
that looks delicious.
This is a vegan meal.
YouTube.com/OnDeckTV podcast. Now,
don't blame us for that.
We ran an episode a couple years ago, and this was actually, I thought this was sooner than what I remember. This was like 4 years ago we did this episode. It's crazy. Guess who's coming to dinner? Well, we chose three people. I think at the time, let me go back in the time machine. You chose Hype Williams, Trick Daddy, and Jay Prince.
There has to be some context for that.
I mean, no, you had reasons. They're going to have to go back and listen to the episode.
Yeah, I'll go back and listen to that episode.
June 2015, you can go back and listen to it.
2019, I'm not inviting Trick Daddy to my house for anything.
Absolutely not. Now, I picked Swiss Beats, Lupe Fiasco, and Suge Knight. Now, in 2019, I can't invite Suge Knight. It's not going to work. He's not going to be able to make it.
That's what that is. That's the jail dinner. That's the jail.
I wish it looked like that. So we decided to run it back for Thanksgiving. Spoiler alert, this will serve as the Thanksgiving episode.
Because we are not in this motherfucker next week.
Taking a pause for the calls next week, a well-deserved one. Now, we've got three people who we would want to, if we could have dinner with. This time, we're adding a little bit of a wrinkle in. We're going to do dead or alive, just in case if anybody wanted to pick somebody deceased, because I certainly did. So I threw that in for my goddamn self. And the only stipulation was, man, we didn't pick the layups. Jay-Z, Puff, they're too busy. Pac, Biggie. No, it's a wrap. We're not going to go for the super-duper Steph Curry layup with those. So excluding those, give me the first person who you would want to sit with to rap over some food, man, break bread with in 2019.
First and foremost, I would put my, probably my biggest surprise that people listening to this show wouldn't expect.
Okay.
But I'm a big fan of this person, and even just outside of the music, how they built their stuff up and did a lot outside building their personality is Action Bronson.
Mm.
I loved Action Bronson on Viceland, the show that he had.
Shit, that's delicious.
Fuck, that's delicious.
I have that book, The Cookbook.
Oh, that's what's up.
Like all of the different things that he does, from wrestling to cooking, to had the Viceland shows. He was doing his Anthony Bourdain shit, but he had his homeboys with him, and like they would have fun. Like that shit
I
just
used to watch that
looks.
All the time.
Me too. I used to stay on my TV. Yeah. He was a pillar early in the Viceland.
Pillar.
Yeah, coming up as far as their shows, and I'd love to talk to him about that. That's why I would invite him. Man, he can cook too.
He used to be
a chef before he was a rapper, but people don't know that. And that would be my first guess, Action Bronson. I feel like he's a good as far as company too.
He's entertaining.
I've heard him talk a lot. He's an entertaining cat. He knows a lot. He's well traveled. So that would be my first guess, Action Bronson.
I can respect that. And I listen, if you listen to the show, you know we fuck with Action's music.
Yeah.
He's kind of in and out. You know, he's in and out in terms of being on the scene. I don't really know what the fuck he got going on right now.
He do so much. Yeah, he ain't no telling what he got going on.
But, nah, I ain't mad at that.
Action music. Did you listen to him before you listened to Ghostface?
Yes. Yes. Because I don't like Ghostface. I don't like Wu-Tang.
But you heard Ghostface before that.
Oh, yeah, of course I've heard of him. Yeah.
Action Bronson, you listen to Ghostface tapes, though, right?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah,
he's clearly inspired by Ghostface.
Oh, obviously. Okay. Yeah. And then he was feeling, listen, Action was, he was cool with the comparisons up until he started getting a little bit of notoriety, a little bit of light. And that's when he slipped up and tried to like sneak this Ghost. And that's when they had to check him and remind him, relax, B.
This came to a crashing halt.
Yeah, he started smelling himself.
Wu-Tang niggas still don't play it. I respect shit out of that, nigga. Donnell Rollins was on with Joe Rogan, and I might get past this real quick so we can get back to it. But, nigga, RZA was talking, and Donnell Rollins was trying to be funny, and he was like, "You the only member of Wu-Tang who wear pants that fit now." Nigga, RZA looked at him, and you could tell that he was like, "Ha ha, yeah, nigga, that's funny. You a funny nigga, huh?" Man, RZA was mad about that.
Now that's funny.
He said,
though.
"Nigga, what you wear? 32, 38?" Nigga was roasting RZA. RZA was hot about that too.
And them niggas fell out and everything. And RZA still not letting that shit slide. I can respect that.
RZA ain't going.
Nah, I ain't mad at that. My first one, I'm not gonna go artist yet. I'm gonna go personality. This person I think has probably the most underrated interviews in hip hop.
Better not steal my guy.
Nah, I'm going with Sway. I fuck with Sway super heavy. Like, he has been in this game for a long time, has interviews with some of the biggest artists of all time. The Pac stories, I can only imagine. He's coming straight out of Bay. He used to rap. Then, of course, he switched it to the personality behind the camera. Excuse me, in front of the camera. And every time you listen to a Sway interview, you're going to get gems. You're going to get gems from people like if a RZA, I need RZA on Sway right now. Mm. I need, like, anytime somebody like a Kevin Hart or anybody, even somebody that doesn't necessarily talk serious or give knowledge or anything like that, he's going to get that out of them. And I would love to kind of get pointers from Sway and also just get some dope-ass stories about him coming up in the game and all the people that he's talked to and even get into more details about the Kanye interview. I mean, that's obviously, like, I don't think he's ever went into details about, like.
Nobody ever interviewed Sway, huh?
Nobody ever interviewed Sway.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I think that would be a super dope conversation. He'll have a lot of knowledge to talk about, and I feel smarter walking away from the table, which is why I picked Lupe back when we did this a couple years ago.
Let's keep it a bean, though.
What's that?
You just picked him because it looked like y'all eat the same kind of food.
No.
Right. What? Both of y'all niggas.
Absolutely
vegan.
Not.
He looked like
you ate that rabbit food you had.
Man, Sway 1,000,000%. That's his Thanksgiving layout, too.
Yeah. I would ask him, if I ever met Sway, why didn't you punch Kanye in the fucking mouth?
Nah, you can't lose that.
He wanted to.
You can't lose that.
I know, but that did. I would have rephrased it. It took a lot for you not to.
Clearly.
I know it did.
Because he was hot. Because
Sway helped. Like he said, he helped Kanye. He brought Kanye's first TV and all that when he moved to California.
Yeah.
So I would have been hot.
Imagine how many stories it is like that. Because we would have never got that
if
Kanye wasn't acting the ass on the damn show.
That's true. That's
we would have never got that story. So I think he's got a million of those, man. So I'm here for that. Who you got?
My first guy, just based off his business mind and his moxie and his savvy, is going to be Steve Stout.
Mm.
Steve Stout, a lot of people don't realize the the strings that he pulls behind the scenes, the deals he closes, all the way back when he started with Nas, and we know about the ordeal with Puffy. Like, I want to know about all of that. To where he is now is like one of the, he's considered a, you know, just a genius when it comes to marketing and business planning and hip hop. So I would definitely want to pick his brain because Steve Stout is that guy.
Have you read his book?
No, I haven't.
The Tanning of America is pretty dope.
Yeah. I'm 1,000,000% coming to that dinner with Dame Dash. Just to stir it up.
Just to fuck with
Just to stir it up.
Just to see what that goes.
See how that go.
The longevity, I'm here and you're not, Dame.
Why not? Relax.
That it's going to take more than that to shut Dame up.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that ain't going to make Dame be quiet. No, but no. I just loved it. I too would ask you about, you know, that, like you said, if I were to ask one of the questions to him, it would be about centering around Dame, just how that relationship even soured. I mean, Dame Dash is a lot, we know that, but Steve Stout, I feel like, would be able to deal with a lot in the industry that he's in. So,
this man got tied up. This man got tied up.
Well,
got beat.
I'm sure he's got some things to say.
I bet there'll be some good stuff.
Like, how did him and Puffy get over that? Like, if a nigga tied
get
me up.
Get past that shit.
Yeah, like,
he need Puff. Man. He was on what, Combat Jack before Combat Jack passed? Am I thinking right?
Possibly.
I think he was on Combat Jack's.
Oh, I'm sure.
He told a couple of the stories. He told the story about him and Puff.
He did.
He left the tying up part out. But that's how that's how I found out about him and Dame. He was on there after Dame because Dame was talking about how he punched him.
Oh, yeah.
Some money
that
he owed
him. Dame punched Steve?
Yeah. Because he told him.
Niggas keep thinking.
I'll give you context.
Niggas ran up on Steve left and right.
He punched him with a broke leg, too, he said. He said that. It was on some, he owed Dame some money. Dame asked him about the money in typical Dame fashion. And Steve, not thinking he was for real, was like, I ain't giving it to you. And he was like, a nigga not going to tell me that he's not going to give me the money that he owes me. So I told him we shooting a fail one.
Yeah.
So he smacked him.
Steve clearly He said
I was on crutches, so we couldn't fight. So I smacked him.
Yeah. I did listen to that. Yeah, he said.
I smacked him.
Yeah.
And Dame's a wild boy.
I like Dame.
Steve had a good interview on 2 Chainz. On 2 Chainz little interview series called Crate Talk when he was promoting Rapper Go to the League.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Steve Stout was on there. That was pretty good. He told some good stories on there. Yes.
The commissioner.
That's a good one. Who else? Who was your second person? Who are you inviting to dinner?
My second person, man, another person whose brain I would love to pick as far as how they built the empire. And I feel like they're one of the few boutique labels to set the example. And it starts at the top, and that's Anthony Tift, a.k.a. Top Dog.
Okay.
I just love how they move. In a 2019 where you have stuff that's so all over the place and you have people that have their different pockets, the uniformity that you see with TDE and how people are on the same page, even when people are frustrated and you see the tweet saying, I'm going to leave, it gets worked out. You never have to hear from Top Dog, but you know they thrive. And like, I just like how the whole label carries himself, and I feel like it starts at the top. I would like to ask him what he saw in Kendrick. He was early in Game's career.
Yeah.
He was early in the production of Juvenile as well, which is people don't know about. So I would like to check with him, just get a whole rundown on the empire that he built and how he maintains it and stays out of the way and keeps it so uniform and keep people on the same page. Because that's hard to do. Because he has a whole label full of successful artists. It's not, well, Kendrick is the star, but Schoolboy Q, Ab Soul, SZA, those people hold their own. They are stars.
Ab Soul successful?
Yeah.
Oh.
J-Rock.
J-Rock, too.
J-Rock, way more.
J-Rock. Yeah, I mean,
Now, sir.
Yes. And you still see the uniformity there, and I love that. I love that.
Yeah, I know.
You don't think
like
Ab Soul successful?
I mean, I like, a lot of people don't know who Ab Soul is. Period.
True. He's got like a very niche audience.
So it depends on how you define success.
True.
Yeah. No, that's fair. It's a nice roster, though. Like, he's a great six man, if that's what we calling him. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, he coming off the bench.
Yeah, if you got him at, if you got him at six, then you win.
It's deep. It's a deep roster. Now, I like that. And you don't really hear a lot of label infighting. You know what I'm saying? I know there was a little bit of a situation with SZA and I believe Isaiah Rashad, but people don't know who Isaiah Rashad is anyway. So that really just kind of swept under the rug. But so I like how, because normally by now, they've been in the game for a minute. 2004, he started it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People will be leaving. People would be disgruntled.
Kendrick would be starting his own label.
That none of that has happened, dude. And people have been patiently waiting in the wings. Like, Ab Soul, for an example. I can't even tell you when his last project was.
That's my
You know what I'm saying? Like, but he's not out here, release me like fucking designer, you know what I'm saying, is with good music. So I don't know how he keeps that in order, but it's definitely respectable. I ain't mad at that, man. Shout out to Top Dog.
He's tour well overseas.
They say his last project was in 2016.
Mm. That's a long time in hip hop.
That's what I'm saying. He must tour well.
Especially for a nigga like that. I can see that. So, yeah, he does. I'm sure overseas and shit. But they said it's hard to get him in the studio. That's what
I can also see that.
That was the narrative that T, like J-Rock, when he was on his press run, when they were talking about the Black Hippie stuff. And also Q said that too, that it's like the chances of them being in the studio together.
Yeah, that doesn't
especially
make sense to me.
Especially
Ab. That's because he got sensitive eyes, though.
Wait, what don't make sense?
His eyes are sensitive to light. That's why he wears shades.
Yeah, albino.
He said that on Breakfast Club.
Yeah, but the studio's dark.
No, but I'm saying a nigga like that though, like you can imagine how difficult it is to get him to do shit.
Yeah, if a nigga telling me like, man,
if a nigga actually has sensitive eyes, then that's
probably
why
it's hard to get that nigga out the house. I see what you're saying. That makes sense.
I guess I never thought about that.
That do make sense. Nigga probably got sensitive skin.
I wonder does he have a handicap stick on his car?
He probably allergic to the sun.
He probably don't. He probably ain't got niggas. No DLs. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he one of them niggas, man. Got asthma real bad, but he smoke.
Got asthma real bad,
but he smoke.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he one of them niggas.
Nah, I ain't mad at that.
Who y'all got next?
For my next one, I'm going to go executive with this one. Much like you, you went executive.
Yep.
I'm saving my artist for last. And this is my cheat code because this person is no longer with us. They left us in 08. But I'm going to go Shakir Stewart. I would love. For those who don't know, he was senior vice president and then also executive vice president of Def Jam when Jay-Z left. He is known for, he started as an A&R. His eye for talent is ridiculous. He signed Ciara, Jeezy, Rick Ross. I would love to know the story of him, how the fuck he found those artists. Can you imagine him going to an early Jeezy show and being like, hey, yo, this nigga's going to be a star? What did that crowd look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, what was it about Rick Ross that you saw in him that so many other people had already passed up on? Like, I like to get into the mind of people who do that because there's just something that they see that everybody doesn't. Yeah. And I think that'd be dope. And then I know this is super hypothetical, but I would love to know what happened in his death too, though, because there's still like a mystery surrounding that. A lot of people think his wife had something to do with it. Some people think he killed himself. Like, it's just, it's a crazy
Wasn't
situation.
Ruled a suicide?
It was ruled a suicide,
ruled
yeah.
Suicide,
but a lot of people think
there were it's
mitigating circumstances. For
yeah, some foul play may have been involved, allegedly. That's what people
think.
There
was a lot of rumors about beef with people and stuff like that too.
Exactly.
But we don't, you know what I'm saying? God bless the dead.
Absolutely.
Shakir Stewart's gone way too soon.
Much respect to Shakir Stewart. That's Morehouse too, man.
There is it's like a
Atlanta runs
on YouTube, it's like a video about it. Everything breaking it down. It's
like a little series
on
YouTube.
Yeah. No, I mean it ain't one of those conspiracy type things. It's like giving you the facts for real.
I think there's a documentary.
There's a documentary about it, and there's also a podcast that I cannot think of where I heard it, but they were just
breaking.
No, Mogul was
About Chris Lighty.
Chris Lighty.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yep.
But,
that was a good one too.
The situation with him and his wife, they talked about, and even what may have happened behind him killing himself and Puff had some that was.
Because Chris Lighty killed himself too, right?
Yeah.
There were similar situations as far as things that may have happened to them in the past and were coming to light. But
I think that'll be a very interesting conversation.
Yeah, I agree with that.
From the professional standpoint, not even necessarily surrounding them.
I'd love to see a real documentary on Shakir Stewart.
Yeah, that should be dope. They need a mogul on him.
Yeah.
Like, that should be fucking fire.
We may do that.
Yeah, you go.
We're
looking
for funding for that.
Yeah.
Y'all
hey, mogul.
Sponsors, holler.
Act like y'all didn't just hear that. We got that. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
What you got, man? Who's your second person?
I'm going to save my artist for last as well. All
right.
So I'm going to do my producer that I rock with for so many reasons, Pharrell.
Yeah, for sure.
I like Pharrell.
That bird food up there.
He said what?
I know y'all having that bird food done up there.
Absolutely.
Oh, Pharrell's vegan?
Ain't he?
Has to be.
He look like it. I shook that nigga hand. That nigga hand melted in my hand, dude. I was like, yeah, nigga, you don't eat shit.
Nigga, 1,000,000%.
But I like Pharrell of course, he's a musical genius. He has countless hits.
Clearly.
Put on, you know, bangers, nerd. I love that he was always himself. And, you know, fashion-wise, he loved to express himself as well. He's just such a creative mind.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of times when people are that creative, they bounce to their own drum, if you will, no pun intended.
Yeah.
So I would love to see and just sit down with him and pick his brain, like you guys said, because he's a genius. And then when it comes to all outlets, you know, fashion, music, and things of that nature.
Did you see his? He has a sit down conversation with what's the guy that produced 99 Problems?
Rick Rubin, yes.
Have you seen that on YouTube? Mm-mm. It's just them two. It's a conversation with Pharrell and Rick Rubin. And, you know, Rick Rubin don't even wear shoes. So, yeah. You know that.
Yeah, both of them are kind of out there.
They're out there. So, but if you listen to it, because Pharrell be out there, but he's not so out there the way you can't follow. He just challenged the way you think about shit.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a pretty interesting conversation, but you got to be in the mood for it, though. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's how I would have to be at the crib, because Pharrell can go left.
Oh, for sure.
He can go out of space.
A lot of creatives are like that.
That's true.
When it comes to artists in general who are really creative, they have a certain quirkiness to them.
But the nigga says he sees sounds in colors.
See?
I could believe that.
I can too, and I don't know what that means, but I believe the fuck out of it.
I was watching the shop. I wouldn't even let Rick Rubin come in there with no shoes.
This man.
Rick Rubin said some shit on the shop, though. Real low key, though.
He wore no shoes on the shop?
Yeah, of course.
He was sitting there with no shoes on, man. But he did say some shit on there. But he was talking about the creative, and that shit was fire.
Yeah, he gonna drop some jewels
on
the
process.
You
gotta think about it. Pharrell made Grinding.
Pharrell's a legend.
And then he made what's that song? Say Hello. What's the one?
Which one?
The one from that movie, from the cartoon. The huge song from the cartoon from
Happy?
Happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That shit nuts.
Yeah.
See that?
That's probably
Grinding
the biggest,
and Happy.
That's probably one of the biggest records of the last 10 years. Like, easy.
Because I'm happy.
Yeah, that's a banging song. Yeah, I like Pharrell. That's a good pick, because I think Pharrell's an interesting guy.
Pharrell, my guy. What you got? What's your last pick, man?
Oh.
At the dinner table.
It's easy. Like, this is a layup. I did two artists, because I feel like Action Bronson is so much more.
Okay.
If I did go artist and someone who has not tapped into what I feel like that they're going to become as a star, my probably top three favorite people, period, in entertainment is Vincent Jamal Staples.
Okay.
I like every time that he owns something, it's entertaining, it's funny. I feel like that he is one of the few people that get it. He don't take himself too serious. Every time I see him, he with the homies that he used to grow up with. And
I love him, Staples.
He lets people know how dangerous that they are. And like, and I love how he leans into being a gangbanger, but it's not on no dangerous shit. It's like, nah, my nigga, I live differently from you, It's different. We different from you. I just love how he articulates that and how he expresses himself as an artist. I listened to a couple songs even over the weekend as I was preparing for this. Like, I fuck with Vince. I feel like that he would be an entertaining source. And he's smart, though. Like, I listen to him talk on Joe podcast. I listen to him do different things. He gives you a perspective from a younger kid that you usually don't get. He's a lot more thought out than most kids are his age, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. He has a couple of songs. One I was going to feature coming weeks, but he has a couple of songs. And he doesn't get the shine that he does musically, because he makes good music.
Yeah, came out for some off at
The Queen is Slim. Queen is Slim. That was going to be one of the songs I was going to feature.
I like that.
Yeah, that's going to be the songs I was featuring with Black and Mariba on that.
Yeah. I fuck with Vince Staples. Vince Staples is funny as fuck, bro. Like he entertaining as hell. Second little episode or whatever they're calling, I can't remember, Vince Staples Show or something that on YouTube. The shit was hella funny. It was creative. He thinks left field. I fuck with him. That's a good one.
He really is a big crip, too. That's what's so funny.
Yeah, on some real shit.
Showbiz said, if y'all would have saw what we were talking about behind the scenes, I will not fuck with Vince.
Well, I mean, you can even listen to him talk and tell that, like, okay, you think about their life. Because it ain't no, nigga, I was doing this and doing this. It's just like, I know the details, my nigga. And when niggas know the details, you know they was about their life for real.
Yeah. I can respect that, man. For my last pick, I'm going with my artist. I'm going Daniel Hernandez, a.k.a. Tekashi
6ix9ine. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
100%. Now,
just want to be controversial.
No, absolutely not.
Skip Bayless over here. Where y'all eating dinner at?
And that's why I led with his government name, because I don't even want the character of Tekashi 6ix9ine. I want Daniel Hernandez at the table.
Why?
Like, I was watching a Dave East interview. I think this was Big Boy or L.A. Leakers. I can't remember. No. And Dave East said a couple years ago that Tekashi was in the studio for his mans. He was the cameraman. he was filming, documenting what Dave East homeboy was had going on. And then 2 years later, he popped up with the tattoos and the colorful hair. And his man was like, bro, that's dude that was in the studio with us with the camera. He was like, what? Like, bro, like, dude was a square. He was a regular kid. You understand what I'm saying? Like, Tekashi's 23, so we're talking, he was probably 18 around that time. He was like, man, dude is a regular kid just around the way. I think they ended up discovering him at, like, working at, like, a sub shop or something. And they transformed him into this. I would love to get into the mind of him and be like, bro, how did you think this was going to turn out? How did you know you were in too deep like Omar Epps? Like, what was the idea behind why? He is the first, like, troll gone wrong. When trolling goes wrong on a major level on a, in the social media era. Like, dude, like, I need a 30 for 30 on him, but instead I'll just take him at dinner. Because this shit is fascinating. It's a train wreck, bro.
What's the difference between him and Kodak Black?
Kodak Black really is a street dude, though.
Okay, yeah.
Your Project sense. Baby or whatever he called himself.
So the difference is the manipulation that he did to make people, okay.
Yeah, he was trolling to get clicks and clout.
This really
and
is.
And you want to sit down and hear about this.
So Kodak Black, Kodak Black is the real version of it. So you would invite the fake version, but you ain't dealing with Kodak
absolutely.
Black.
Absolutely. So confused. No, because I'm confused at why someone would take it, what drove him to take it to that level.
You know, like, that's Malibu's interesting to me. CB4?
Well, I think
I've never seen CB4.
You know what? I think it speaks to the general.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, never seen it before. Or think, Malibu's Most Wanted for that
I
matter. I don't want
to
see that.
That's how I let that fly over. I ain't never seen that either.
Hell but no.
I think it speaks to the generation that he's from, though. Like, you can literally ask kids what they want to be now, and they will tell you, like, Instagram famous.
Yeah.
I want to be popping off Vine. And that's what Daniel Hernandez is
from.
Oh,
they won't say Vine these days.
Well, not these days.
Yeah, whatever's the
TikTok.
Cool thing. Yeah, you go.
TikTok.
Yeah, I didn't know I knew that. Yeah. Like,
yo.
You got nephews? Something.
It's tough. I think that Daniel Hernandez is that. How far can I max it? You said it right. This is the trolling to the end. This is what happens when you take it all the way. You want to do this all the way, you end up on trial in a federal case where you're snitching on people who are really about their life and you didn't get out in time.
It's funny, Dave East said dude is a regular kid, so what he's doing is not considered snitching because he's a civilian.
That's why Dave East sold 5,000 records.
That's false. He sold 22,000 records.
But I wanted somebody young.
That's why he was projected to sell 5.
I wanted somebody young. He's 23. I wanted somebody at the table who wasn't in my age bracket. I wanted somebody young to get a youth perspective on things. Like you said, that's how the youth are looking at things. They want to troll. They want to da, da, da. I'm sure there's some 23-year-olds listening to us who would disagree with you, but who knows?
Not
I don't
all
know.
Of them, just him. I've literally heard kids say, like, they want to be, like, on reality TV.
They'd rather be famous than rich.
Instagram famous. Do what they know, they think that riches come with it, though. They think that if they on Instagram and everybody knows them, that they're going to be rich.
Mm.
They just don't know that it don't all encompass that.
Fair enough. Who's at your table, man, for the last person?
Yeah, my last person, this is a wonderful cat. I love his personality. It's going to be Currency, the hot spitter.
Mm.
The reason I picked Currency is because Currency moves differently. Currency has his fan base. He knows his fan base. He knows projected numbers. He knows how to tour around that fan base. He tours constantly.
Yeah.
He knows what to get, what merch to sell, how to pinpoint this market, and he's fucking living comfortably.
Very.
You know what I'm saying? He doesn't need to do everything you see on glitz and glamour when it comes to the rappers. He just lives his life, has a nice home in New Orleans, probably has different businesses, real estate.
Several whips.
He just moved. I love his, you know, of course I love sneakerhead.
Dope shit.
I love his style. And I love his whole perspective of the game.
Mm.
Like his moniker, Jets, Just Enjoy This Shit, is the best thing in the world because he really lives like that.
He doesn't
let anything outside focus up mess up his high good time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's just the same thing with him. He's positive every time you see him. Everybody love everybody. Fuck with him.
Nobody
rapper fuck
him.
With Currency. It's just nothing but love and his perspective on the game and life in general. I just love that about
That's
him.
A good one too, coming from somebody who was on a major label. He was on Cash Money. Yeah. He was on No Limit.
He found his
both
own
sides.
Way. He found his own way.
He's seen both sides of the coin. And then I just seen him tweet something the other day. He was like, "Yo, I'm just a regular dude. I don't do any of the fuck shit. I don't do any of the the troll shit. I don't have to. You can actually be successful and not have to do any of that shit. Right. He literally just tweeted something to that nature. I'm paraphrasing.
And be yourself.
Exactly. That's what he was saying. Yeah. He was like, bro, I'm a regular dude.
When he was with No Limit and them, you could tell he wasn't really comfortable.
Nah, yeah, you could tell.
When it went now, like from, well, since he started on his own, he evolved into himself.
Yeah.
And he was always, he's himself now. I think. And, you know, that's the best thing about it.
I agree. I think that's the complete opposite of what we were talking about with 6ix9ine. He's one of these artists that found himself when he leaned into what he really liked to do. I like to smoke weed. I like five cars. I like to chill. I like shoes. And it's like, I ain't talking about killing niggas or nothing. Right. Like, this is what I own.
But he was under the pressures
to do so. Thought he had to do that, being from New Orleans, running from
you wanted with the cliques and No Limit,
people that do that.
Soldiers.
So once he was able to step away and do that, I respect him for that. That's why Currency's always been one of my favorite and very, very good taste. Have y'all seen his wife?
Yeah.
Oh, he's married?
You wouldn't suspect that to be his wife, right?
I mean, you never know these days.
Nah, I know how you're staying.
I know he was married.
His wife is another, so that's why he has.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I've seen him.
You just said you didn't know he was married.
No, I just didn't know he was married.
Her. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
She bad. I like that. I was surprised at, you know, the pairing there.
No, nah, I can respect that.
Is she white?
I don't know what she is.
I don't think
other.
So.
Yeah, she's definitely another.
She's an other. I don't know if she
white. But I can see how he would be with another.
True.
I can say that about him because he has a hippie.
True. That
hippie
is true.
Kind of person.
It fits, but it don't.
And white people
it don't
love
look
Currency.
Like it fit, but it fit.
Yeah.
So.
Nah, I can respect that. Shout out to Currency. I'm definitely fucked with that. You got to ask him about the him and Dame situation. I need details.
Yeah, man.
Dame Dash is adamant that he didn't do anything.
Yeah, okay.
And that him and Currency are cool.
Dame Dash is adamant that he's never done anything in life.
No, he's not.
He's never admitted to being like, I fucked up in this situation, not once. I've never heard it.
He admitted his role in Rockefeller shit.
No way.
He did on Adam 22. Did you listen to Adam 22?
Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah, I listened to that. Every second of it.
He admitted it?
Yes.
What'd he say?
When he had the Wendy's uniform on?
Hmm? Yeah, what?
When he had the short sleeve shift manager?
Yeah, shift manager.
That.
Okay.
I don't know what that was, yeah. Yeah. The Blockbuster shirt. Yeah.
Real quick, too.
The Blockbuster. Yeah, that wasn't outside.
Tekashi is getting out in 31 days.
Oh, my God. Nobody cares but you.
Nah, I might get that interview then.
Good, have fun.
He can come to my Christmas dinner. What's next music break? Oh, hold on. Before we get to the music break, though.
Shoot your crew, but.
Everybody in Facebook land, rap chat, y'all let us know who would y'all bring to the dinner table. Let's get three people. Please stay away from the layups. Don't say Jay. Don't say Puff. We all know that. We all want them at our fucking dinner. Or whoever. Don't.
Tell us why.
Challenge yourself, please.
Yeah.
And let us know who.
That's a thing these days, huh? Challenge yourself.
Absolutely, man. Step outside the box. Now, who we got next for this music break? Tough.
That was a
fire.
Had to be a challenge.
This next record comes from
Straight Face.
Royce da 5'9". It features a myriad of individuals, including Sci-Hi. Including Sci-Hi, the
Prince, today,
and the King of the South himself, Tip. And also your boy, Cy Ari the Kid.
Mm.
This one is called Black Savage. It is actually off the NFL Songs of the Season series.
What?
Let's do it, hoes. NFL Songs of the Season. Oh, fuck me.
Let's get it.
Yeah. I ain't your average rapper residing in Calabasas, mashing the Aston through Malagasy and Madagascar. I don't believe in your white Jesus and Last Suppers. I place value on brothers who never had justice. I am the Black Savage, Ollie informing Isaiah fighting for black magic. Rifles and flak jackets, mama was suicidal, papa had bad habits. Product of true survival, rocking like Black Sabbath. Hopping about the Chevy, Pac Biggie Machiavelli, OG like Nas or Reggie, culture like Oxenbelly, Vogel like Akinelli, focus like Dr. Sebi. We did it your way, but now the culture is bopping to our Sinatra medley. I'm limitless energy, the gimmicks and imagery. Kendrick Cole and the Kennedys, lyrical holy trinity. General of the city, they end up promoting silly beef. Keeping it willy deep, Wheezy only a milli beat. Dream chasing, facing the enemy like my meat. Tyler Perry writing my winning speech like it's Emmy week. Heart of gold, never sold my soul glow. Weighs a ton, Hov telling Lori Harvey no with Rock Nation brunch.
One life to live, just don't settle.
Man, we are back. That was Royce da 5'9" and Too Many People for Me to Name. Black Savage, how you feel about it?
It's the king, homie.
Man,
T.I. had the best verse on there.
Yes, he did.
Fucking murdered it.
He ripped it.
Sci-Hi did good, too.
Sci-Hi did a great job. He's just Sci-Hi.
So did Royce, of course.
Yeah, Royce da 5'9". Fucking.
Yeah.
Everybody had a good verse on this
that's
song.
That's a good song. That's a good song. Everybody was rapping their ass off on that. So I like that. What are you talking about, the NFL, though? What was that?
So this song is featured on the NFL. They have certain songs for the NFL. So I guess it's
on title?
Yes, it's on Tidal and
nasty. This
is, yeah, it's an NFL.
Now Tidal has NFL sponsored songs.
No, this is not just a Tidal thing though. It's on Apple Music too.
Oh,
yeah, it's just
so the NFL is releasing rap songs.
NFL has songs of the season.
Oh my fucking God.
Shout out to Jay-Z for getting everybody a check, looking out for his people as he do. Yeah, man, that's just what he do. He get niggas checks, B.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Hov, man. What I think about the song? Oh, I was fucking with it. Yeah, that shit was fire. Everybody was ripping that shit. So shout out to Sayari. I don't know how that
parent. Sayari. I don't know.
I'm from New York.
But no, for a quick, the PR release for this is the Songs of the Season is a multi-tier season-long initiative that will highlight superstars and emerging artists of all genres.
And that will get niggas checks.
I am willing to bet.
How can you hate that?
Them niggas didn't know it was for the NFL.
What?
They know when that check came through and it was signed by Roger Goodell.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm standing by that. Like, I couldn't go hard on Jay for partnering with him and then niggas be like, well, shit, this a track for the NFL? Oh, here you go. I don't think that happened.
And this is a very black conscious record.
Yeah, that's true. What I'm saying. I don't think that happened. Yeah. I don't know how the NFL got their hands on this, but it was some kind of manipulation.
I know T.I. caught a lot of flack in the media lately, but shout out to T.I. for steering his career into this sort of conscious rapper. I mean, it started with This or Us, which is a slept on album, which is very, very good.
Yeah, he was ripping it.
And I like what he's done. He has done what Jeezy can't do.
He tried it with Church in the Streets. Oh, you saying just transition?
Just transition with your age.
Gotcha.
That's a lot of rappers can't do. I don't think Wayne has done it either. He can't transition with his age.
You know what? You're right, because it goes to, I feel like, a larger problem in our community as black men as far as communication. I don't think that those guys communicate themselves as articulately as T.I. does. And I ain't talking about pronunciation and the big words. I'm just talking about how T.I. is able to express himself. And I can look at a video with Wayne and even with Jeezy and be like, huh? What the nigga talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even especially at this stage. Yeah.
Jeezy's like, much better than Wayne.
Jeezy's good, Wayne, but there's still areas for improvement for Jeezy where he can be a lot. Like, Jeezy should have been able to transition into, like, Nori, like what Nori doing, like Jeezy should be able to do that. I'm telling you,
more,
if he had the personality,
yeah,
Jeezy
the personality,
more
that's
personality.
What it is. That's T.I. loves the
that,
loves
yeah,
the
like
camera.
All this talking to Alex Jones, yeah. T.I. get off on that. Jeezy I don't know what Jeezy get off on.
Yeah,
like
not that kind of guy.
Pause.
No,
I don't want to know.
Don't hold your breath on that.
Yeah, man, but this is a dope record, man. Shout out to the NFL Songs of the Season. Shout out to Royce 5'9".
Shout out to Jay-Z. All right, man. Before we get out of here, question of the week.
Shout out to Sean Watts.
Shout out Cap.
Miss Lauren.
Strong Cap.
Miss Lauren Hill, man. She dropped a new song over the weekend titled Guarding the Gates. It's from the Queen and Slim soundtrack.
Yes, fire soundtrack too, people.
Now, the track is her first song in almost 6 years. Are you excited at the possibility of the return of L Boogie?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
She's gonna put
plus one.
Disrespect.
Yeah. She's going to put y'all on ice.
Plus
it's
one.
It's going to be this song, and you're going to be waiting on whatever is coming next for the next 6 years.
Yeah.
And then she'll drop another song from another soundtrack. Like, nah, I'm cool. I personally am not as big a Lauryn Hill fan as a lot of people hold in high regard. That album, I respect
the greatest album ever made.
What she's did. I do not think it's one of the greatest albums ever made. I think it's overrated.
What?
Yeah. If we're doing hip hop albums, it's a no for me.
I wouldn't say it's a hip hop album though, but
people try to classify
it. They do.
Yeah.
And but I mean, Lauryn Hill is talented. I would never take that away from her. I just don't. I ain't here for Lauryn Hill.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is not one of the top albums you ever heard.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not into it like
it
that
ain't
either.
Even top 10 of mine.
But Lauryn Hill is, look, she dope, all of that, but I'm just not trying to hear it.
Why aren't you trying to hear it?
I'm just not interested.
But why though?
She doesn't make the type of music I'm interested in hearing.
Oh, okay.
That's all. And I could care less if she came out tomorrow, six years from now, 10 years from now.
If it was Leonard Hill, would you listen to it?
If it was Kanye West, he'd listen to it.
I don't get it. I mean,
Leonard Hill is hilarious.
Leonard Hill was fun.
Look, you know, I don't understand. I mean, Kanye is just as much of a weirdo as Lauryn Hill.
She's eating off this one album, bro, for like 20 years.
It was a phenomenal album.
Bro, we've gotten to the point where.
I get your point, though.
We get it.
The
album was good.
Yeah, nah, it's cool.
Was great. It was great.
It could be great. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, it was
1990.
Y'all are the only people I ever heard say the album's not great.
Well, you know what it is, though? I think a lot of it has to do. Yeah, it ain't got nothing to do with men and women. I think it has to do with how she's carried herself post.
That's trash.
For me,
I'm like Parham. I'm here for the music. Shit.
That's fair.
It's a turn
like,
off, though.
Fam, you got a classic album. That don't mean you can still show up 3 hours late to the concerts, bro. Like, come on.
Y'all dumb for keep paying for these damn concerts. Terrence, y'all keep going to Laurier.
Dare go to a Laurier here. Like, that'd have to be free. And I have to, like, somebody to call me from there and be like, she's here.
Yeah.
Even before I waste my time getting ready for a free concert.
Yeah. All right, man, let's get to this On Deck of the Week before we get to this music.
Before you go to On Deck of the Week.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
In the rap chat. In the rap chat.
Yes.
There was a recent post. How did you hear about the On Deck TV podcast? What made you start listening and or either or however you want to put it? But we love to hear the responses from you guys. So go to Facebook, Rap Chat, put your response in there, put your response on this latest episode, put your response in iTunes. How did you find out about the On Deck TV podcast?
Yeah, man, we appreciate everybody that submitted an answer. Thank you. It's super cool hearing like how people came across it, man. So
yeah, we'll start reading those or something.
Absolutely. Now, for right now, we got to go On Deck of the Week, man. We're taking it to iTunes. We mentioned on the show the other week that somebody, whoever hops on here and says something on iTunes, we got a shirt waiting for you. And we got one for Young Cooley Miles. All right. He gave the show 5 stars. Appreciate that. And he says, show is fire per usual. But I was listening and noticed the Frank Ocean talk about his stardom and the albums and was thinking you guys are so engulfed in music, even outside of hip hop. Have you guys thought about doing a spinoff podcast about R&B albums or stories? Dope show. I've been listening so long that I even streamed off the old one with FSP.
Respect.
Hey, we appreciate that, Cooley Miles. Reach out to us at On Deck TV Podcast on IG or on Facebook so we can get this brand new T-shirt out to you. Super dope, man. And for the record, when he's referring to streaming the old one off FSP, we have a old feed when we used to do the show live on Blog Talk Radio. It is still on iTunes. Those are where our first 70 episodes are, give or take. So that's super dope, man.
And it's actually a good idea. We did talk about R&B all the time. My R&B knowledge is unmatched.
That's not true.
As you can see, I was a winner of Tune Trials, by the way. but yeah, we could probably roll something out soon, man. 2020 is gonna be a big year.
Absolutely.
What's the biggest story in R&B right now? Summer Walker?
It ain't one.
Her anxiety is the biggest story.
The biggest story, right?
And that lets you know where R&B
is. We get into the best R&B albums later, but yeah.
R&B is back.
It's but definitely
R&B
back.
It took a mean break.
Shout out to Ari. Shout out to Snow Allegra. Shout out to Summer Walker.
Sir.
All the hottest new
Lucky
artists
Day.
Are R&B artists.
That's a fact. Yeah. Nah, that, it took a nice little 15-year break, though.
That's a fact.
Please
too.
Believe that.
It was Trey Songz is holding it down strong for 8 years.
Trey don't get his respect, man.
I said he was holding
roses.
It down. He was holding
y'all
it
give
down
him his roses.
Strong
Keisha
for
Cole
8 years,
was holding
nigga.
It down strong.
Not like Trey.
What?
Yeah. You got to get his roses.
Nigga's Trey Songz the only nigga on the block for a long time. Woo. Nigga, that nigga was eating.
Hey, I'm going to play Chapter 5 when I get the call. Chapter 4.
New music, man. What we got?
New music. Speaking of R&B and rap mix, so we had Chicks Take 5, which is fire.
I ain't gonna lie, that tape was banging.
Tory
Lanez is a talented ass little nigga, man.
Tory delivered. Damn. I've been listening to that, and this next one was the Queen and Slim soundtrack. This soundtrack is very good, people.
Really? I'm going to check that out.
Really? Check it out.
I'm going to go see the movie, too.
I've been back and forth on those two albums. I'm definitely going to see the movie.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm in there.
Yeah, I'm in there. Yeah. You ain't fucking with that?
Nah.
Yeah. It looked dope, though.
Wow, you know what I'm saying?
They shouldn't have called it Queen and Slim, though.
That's the title.
Yeah, they shouldn't have called it that, though.
The title threw you off?
The title threw me off.
I don't like that.
Sound like one of them books, like one of them
Zane books?
Yeah. In the whole Eric Jerome Dickey, Zane Lane. Yeah. I used to read them. They was like,
yeah, I never touched
you
them.
You never read them?
Hell no.
Got
fuck no.
No. I prefer pure literature.
But now I'm fucking with the movie strong,
back in
though.
College when the starlets used to read them.
Yeah, I was about to say, women used to read them.
1,000,000%.
So we also had Styles P with Presence. Paradison Fontaine, what's the name?
Oh,
Paradise Fontaine.
Partisan Fontaine.
And his album got some bangers. Shout out to Mike Jones on Facebook. That Partisan Fontaine got some bangers.
Yeah, just
on
give
it.
Me the really? One that's banger. I ain't listen to the whole
album. That's an
R&B album? No, it's a nigga
album.
Be writing for Cardi.
That's a dude Cardi.
Yeah.
He got some bangers.
And yo man, talk that shit.
And
Lil Boosie badass.
I tried. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I seen that nigga in Lennox the other day.
Yeah, he's always
in Lacoste.
He was in Lacoste?
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
Dude,
he was absolutely buying some boat shoes.
Yeah, I can see that.
In November.
I can see he was 1,000,000%.
Coming up this week, speaking of your boy Action Bronson, coming out with Alchemist.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Lamb over rice.
Cannot wait.
It's a great dish if you ever had lamb and
fire.
Rice.
Oh, that's what's up. I didn't know he had a tape.
Yes, Iggy Azalea, Wicked Lips is supposed to come out. DJ Muggs and the God Fahim.
DJ Muggs.
Dump Assassins is also coming out.
Now you got
anything coming out Black Friday other than, can you see that right there? Other than Fab, shout out to Fab.
Well, they say Fab is Summertime Shootout coming on the 29th, I guess. Is that Black Friday?
Yeah.
Black Friday. Oh, yeah, because we're not going to be here.
Ain't coming out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and the game, finally, more than a rapper's coming out as well.
Really?
And Westside and Conway and Benny coming out with their collective on Black Friday as well.
The Griselda?
WWCD. Yes.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's fire right there. I fuck with that.
Yeah.
That's the only one
that's
going
three
come out.
Decent projects, though. Oh, like, on some real shit.
Just missing this guy. Currency. And Smoke Dizza, Prestige Worldwide coming out.
Smoke Dizza blew it, dude.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Currency.
Smoke Dizza's a cool nigga, though.
Yeah, I like Smoke. But,
he cool in person.
Yeah, yeah, before we get out of here, I want to give a special shout out to that boy Oatmeal. He welcomed a new baby boy into the world.
Hey, oh,
congratulations.
Shout out
man.
To you, Fi. Congratulations to you and your woman.
Yeah. Absolutely, man.
Congratulations, man.
Super dope. Y'all check out that Oatmeal episode, man. Don't sleep on it.
Y'all big check out Spinderella. Download the app.
Absolutely. What you got on deck for the weekend and the holiday?
Is the weekend coming up? Holiday coming up this season. What'd you
Ba-do-ting.
Say? I missed it.
What are you doing for the weekend and the holiday?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Take
yet.
Six.
I have no idea.
My
birthday going to be in there straight, so something for
When's your birthday?
26th.
Oh, right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So you're going to lump it all together.
Happy always 40th, do. Man.
Yeah, they always shut me in there, man.
Happy 45th in advance.
Absolutely not. 10 years younger than you. So whatever you put on me, you add 10.
Yeah.
My nigga.
Go ahead.
What am I doing? I'm going to go see, what am I seeing this weekend? 21 Bridges.
Oh.
Apple just, the guy from
Black Panther.
Yeah.
It don't look
Skip.
Like. It look like some little cool, but it's rated R. So that might save it, though.
Cool off that.
Nah, motherfuckers might get their head blown off.
I want to see Motherless Brooklyn. Like I'm going to go see that.
What is that?
That movie with Ed Norton and all those other people.
Oh, definitely going to see
it. What's it called?
Motherless Brooklyn.
Yes.
It's about corruption in New York in the 60s and stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely
those are, it's, I'm saying that over the holiday. I'm saying
Queen of Slim. Sure.
And I'm saying The Irishman.
Yeah, I want to see The Irishman.
That's going to be dope. It's like 4 hours long, though.
I can't wait. Mm. One of my favorite films of all time is 4 hours long.
Godfather?
Once Upon a Time in America.
Never seen it.
Cyril Jerry Leone. Great film.
You made that up. I'm going to be real.
Yeah. I made it up or I'm just a movie buff and you're not.
Robert De Niro in that? Robert De Niro in that,
yeah,
right?
Robert De Niro's in that. Yeah. And so is, I can't think of the guy's name at the moment.
I'm going to do some more podding this week, man. I get to talk about Cap in the NFL. Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I get to talk about
it. I get a chance to check it out. It's a real good movie. If you know Robert, you might have seen it then.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's around Godfather time, right?
Probably. Yeah. In the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
What you got on deck?
For me, this weekend, I am not completely sure, but holiday is coming up. I'm probably going to Friendsgiving, Thanksgiving, traveling, all of that. Holiday.
I can respect it, man. Hey, everybody enjoy y'all holiday. Be sure to go to patreon.com/realville. Check out all of the reviews. We got the Machiavelli up right now. And we got like 20 other reviews. Don't sleep.
Yeah, I'm on that St. John review.
That St. John review is up right now. I listened to that St. John, that first tape. That motherfucker banging. Go to iTunes, leave a comment. Don't forget, Cooley Miles, reach out to us, man. We'll get that t-shirt to you, fam. Oh, we appreciate that. Anything else we get out of here?
We out.
Hello.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.